There were 4.5 million Americans who quit their jobs in November of last year. It's the most recent stat we have available. The mystery is why, because, well, the stay-at-home bonuses, they've long ended. Prevailing belief includes that many are looking for a career change. Some are starting their own business, others retired, still others who set aside those stay-at-home bonus, weekly bonus checks, looked at what they had, decided to take a break since they had decided whether to go back or walk away. Yeah, the stay-at-home bonus did put a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets, especially if they took advantage of being able to avoid paying the rent or the mortgage for a year, maybe even better than a year. The report was done by the Foundation for Government Accountability. They looked at all this, and what they found was, which is maybe no surprise, staying home paid better than going to work. COVID-19 became an excuse to create even expand welfare programs that made staying home look a lot more attractive than going to work. Most of those ended, but money's in the bank for a lot of people. Congress pumped about $5 trillion taxpayer dollars into COVID-19 relief spending. Many of these programs enabled regular monthly payments that, when combined, are far more lucrative, I guess we'd say, than work. Just a few examples of this. Child tax credits, American Rescue Plan Act, changed everything. Credit amounts were hiked to $3,600 for dependents under the age of 6, $3,000 for those 6 and older. Credit was made fully refundable. Minimum earnings threshold of $2,500, that was eliminated, essentially striking the connection to work that existed under the previous tax credit. Meanwhile, instead of being distributed in a lump sum at tax time, government began paying out these new payments in regular monthly installments. You look back at food stamps. Starting with the passage of the Families First Coronavirus Relief Act, federal government suspended the work requirement. Previously, able-bodied adults who have to work trained voluntarily part-time in order to qualify for the SNAP program. Federal government massively increased the amount of food stamp payments. The U.S. Department of Agriculture gave states the ability to receive emergency allotments. They increased the size of food stamp payments during the pandemic. Average benefit paid out went up by 25% compared to pre-pandemic levels, which, while the maximum allowable benefits also increased across the board. Regarding health care, Biden administration also used policies to expand taxpayer-funded subsidies through Obamacare. Under Obamacare, individuals seeking federal subsidies on the exchange were still expected to pay a portion of the cost of their health insurance plans, but the ARPA policy eliminated that expectation altogether for individuals with income below 150% of the federal poverty line, shifting those costs to taxpayers and pretty much ensuring that enrollees, as they say, don't have any skin in the game. So here's how all this plays out financially. Family of five living in Arizona with a 60-year-old head of household who earns $150,000 a year now receives nearly $38,000 per year in premium tax credits under ARPA. These subsidies continue until that same household earns more than $500,000 a year. Likewise, the average single 60-year-old will continue to qualify for these subsidies until they earn more than 10 times the federal poverty line. So with all that and more, by the way, what that resulted in was an unemployed parent with two kids who previously worked at a low-income job could wind up collecting $45,000 per year in government benefits, most likely more than what they were earning at a job. Here in New Jersey, perfect example. People being able to stay home, they were handed $45,124 in a year versus what, for example, a minimum wage job would pay. That's about $25,000 a year. That $45,124, by the way, that's still more than what a job that pays $15 or even $17 an hour would pay in New Jersey. Obviously, these programs have ended, although, as I mentioned earlier, New Jersey is considering reinstituting eviction and utility shutoff moratoriums, but people will need a new source of income, hopefully sooner versus later. Question becomes, how much longer can businesses and essential services like healthcare and education continue with a shortage of workers?